I want to thank you for coming and joining us. I am Dr. Martha Flores Gibson, and I am running for the open seat in the 33rd District. I am an immigrant from El Salvador, and my mother, a legal immigrant, brought me here at age 5. I have worked for the Long Beach Unified School District for 27 years as a counselor, and I'm a businesswoman both in the States and internationally. I have courage, and I want to be your state senator. And this is why. Because I was raised in Long Beach. I raised my children in Long Beach. I started working for the Neighborhood Youth Program when I was 14 years old. And I used the opportunity that my mother gave me, and I got my doctorate in education, and I took that opportunity further. I'm a law-abiding citizen, and I'm a taxpayer. And my children have also used, as well as myself, I'm a graduate from CSULB. I got my master's in social work and my doctorate in education. My boys are two firefighters. One is a lifeguard in the fire department, and the other one a captain of the fire department. My daughter is a registered nurse. She works for hospice. As you can see, the reason why I say that is because I've been a public servant all my life, and I taught my kids to be public servants. And so in this representation, I care deeply for Long Beach. I care deeply for the people. And I want to start, because I've been in coalitions all my life in Long Beach, all my life. And so I want to start out by empowering the communities, giving them the tools and the resources that they need. You start small, and then you get the job done, because you're developing coalition, you're empowering the people to stand up, and I will be your voice in Sacramento. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sacramento is broken, out of control, addicted to excessive taxation, and irresponsible spending. The founders of our country would be ashamed of us for what we're putting up with. Survey after survey consistently ranks California dead last in terms of business climate. At 13.5%, the top marginal tax rate is the highest in the country. And at 55 cents per gallon, the gas tax is the most regressive in the nation. Our financial affairs are in a precarious state. We are the fifth worst credit rated state in the entire country, which cost us hundreds of millions of dollars to Wall Street bankers. Our unfunded pension liability stands at a staggering $500 billion. That's half a trillion dollars, threatening the long-term sustainability of our state. On education, we used to be the best state. Now we rank near the bottom, 46 out of 50 states in terms of student achievement. And half of our students are not reading proficiently at grade level. This is a violation of the public trust. Indeed, this is a civil rights injustice. Ladies and gentlemen, we can do better. It's no wonder that people are leaving the state. 5 million people have left the state in the last 10 years, and 16,000 businesses have left, including businesses that have ties to this very district. We can do better, we ought to do better, but it's going to require a new direction. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jack Guerrero. I'm a city council member, a former mayor, a certified public accountant, an economist with professional experience in London, Zurich, San Francisco, and New York. In 2013, I was elected overwhelmingly with support from the people to the Cudahy City Council following a corruption scandal. I was born and raised in the district to honest, hardworking Mexican immigrant parents. It is only through the grace of God, hard work, and an early ambition for self-improvement that I was able to graduate from Harvard and Stanford universities. And it is only in this country that that story is even possible. But we need to do a better job to expand similar opportunities to communities like ours. Señoras y señores, necesitamos un candidato para el Senado que sepa enfrentar la corrupción nefasta del establecimiento de Sacramento y que represente los intereses de nuestra comunidad. Muchas gracias.
All right, good evening, Long Beach. Go 49ers, right? All right, my name is Leticia Vasquez Wilson, and I am one of the candidates for the 33rd Senate District. I'm running for office this March the 26th because I believe that our elected officials should be chosen by our electorate. Unfortunately, we have a group of political professionals in this community that feel that they can choose who's going to represent us in Sacramento. I am a teacher. I'm an educator in the community college system. I started my work in public service in the city of Long Beach, working for the Long Beach Women's Shelter. Several days ago, a group by the name of Restore California's Middle Class started a political action committee and poured $1,052,987.83 to support a candidate who serves on the Long Beach City Council. These corporations are polluting our air and they're polluting our water. We must ask ourselves, why is this happening? They are purchasing TV ads, billboards, radio ads for this councilwoman to help boost her image. I ask you, the citizens of Long Beach, to take a careful look at each one of these candidates and to make sure that we are going to be there to represent you. This is a big issue in California. If I'm elected to the state Senate, I want to take on campaign finance reform. We have too much big money impacting and influencing our elections, not only at the state level, but at the local level. I am a teacher of 20 years. We need to increase funding in our public schools and in the community college system and make sure that our young people have access to good quality education and good vocation programs in our community college system. We need to make sure that we have individuals that have affordable health care. We need to add people to that health care role. And we also need to make sure that we are working to clean up our air and also clean up our water. I currently represent you on the Metropolitan Water District Board of Southern California, where I work every year to clean up our water quality and also our air quality. I ask for your consideration and your vote on March the 26th. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Cesar Flores, and I am the Green Party candidate to represent you in the California State Senate 33rd District. In these times of global warming and Donald Trump, we need real progressive change here to represent you in Sacramento. I'm running on rent control, more money for education, housing, and a living wage. These are the policies that are beyond Bernie Sanders, and that's what I'm representing. I'm an education administrator, but I'm also a community activist. So this November, we ran a campaign for Sonia De Leon. She ran for Paramount School Board, and she ran on the most progressive clean platform because we need education, and the air is tied to our children. Our children cannot go to school every day if the air is contaminated. So I've walked the streets of Paramount, and I met people, and they have cancer, and the industrial companies are not being held accountable. So I'm running on the real progressive issues. We need a Green New Deal now before 2030, and that's why I'm running to represent you. I'm running to represent the people of Long Beach, women, the LGBTQ community, the homeless, and the people with disabilities, and other marginalized communities in this district. And we know that in this district, there's a lot of contamination. And so our community needs healthcare now. There's no more playing around. We need access to education. We need education and we need to fund education. California is one of the fifth largest economies. So we need to bring the money here. And one of my goals in this campaign and in the long term is to work with leaders in the federal government to bring more money for education. The federal government spends a lot of money on war. We need the money here for our district and our community and our people, and I'm here to represent you. Thank you.
Good evening, Long Beach. Buenas noches, Long Beach. My name is Jose Luis Olache. I'm a proud mayor of the city of Linwood. As a member of our district that goes from Huntington Park, Vernon, Bell Gardens, all the way to Long Beach, the SD33 community needs a representative that's a local candidate, a local representative that understands our issues. As a local nonprofit director for 13 years in the Southeast, I help manage and direct a nonprofit organization that helps deliver Meals on Wheels for seniors. So I work in the communities of Bell, Southgate, Maywood, Cudahy, and the northern part of the district. I've represented Linwood on the school board 10 years. I served on the school board for 10 years, three terms, and I'm on my current second term on the Linwood City Council. So the community in Linwood, in the center of the district, have elected me five times. Four of those times, I was a top vote getter, and I think we're doing a good job for Linwood. Not perfect, but a good job for the community in Linwood. And I currently work in the city of Lakewood for the Chamber of Commerce. So my roots are in the district. My roots are in two-thirds of the district. So don't let anyone tell you this race is over. I'm happy to be part of this amazing group of folks that are local community members that represent different angles. So I'm just happy that we're having a discussion tonight, because clearly Sacramento has not picked any of us up here. And that's okay, because the people of the SD33 will have the voice. They will get to cast their vote and elect for the best representative. It'll be a top two, hopefully, at the end of the day, and then the district will have an option of where they want to go. But I'm just happy to be part of this process. I'm happy to talk to community members. And as I get to know the district more, including Long Beach, it's really good to know that we have a lot of issues, including environmental issues like X-Site in Maywood. We have some issues, environmental issues in Paramount, that the state needs to address immediately. As a local school board member, one of my personal passions is education. I serve again 10 years. I currently serve on the Alumni Association for Dominguez Hills. Our joke at Dominguez Hills is I don't know if I can't get rid of Dominguez Hills, or they can't get rid of me, because I've been involved as a student body president at Dominguez Hills, statewide leader in student, and making sure that there's access, quality, accessible for our students. Dominguez Hills serves one of the most underserved communities in our local communities, including parts of SD33. So I'm just excited to be part of this process. I'm excited that Sacramento has not picked us, right, folks, up here, and we're excited to be part of this conversation. And so let's look forward to have this conversation, and let's look forward to having conversations that matter to our communities. Thank you for the opportunity. I look forward to talk to many of you. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Tom Cares. I am very excited to be here. Being in the state legislature has been my dream job for the longest time. I was 18, which was 12 years ago. I used to take trips to Sacramento and hang out in the committee hearings. I've probably been to more legislative committee hearings than anyone who wasn't paid to be there. I might be wrong, but I wonder if it's possible to have a higher level of politics. Something maybe we've never even really seen before. And if that is possible, I want to find the road to get there. One thing that I am very proud to try to do is let everyone who is running in this election introduce bills if I win. So every state senator can introduce 40 bills per session or per biennium, and I would take half of that and allocate it to everybody else who's running in this election. Everybody would get to introduce at least one, and some may get to introduce two, three, or four, depending on how many votes they get. I think this would be monumental. Losing candidates, they represent a lot of people. We've all voted for people who've lost. We've all voted for people who've won but liked ideas from people who've lost. So I think this could be a real game-changing tradition if I can get that started. I definitely want to take the charge in standing up to Donald Trump better. I know everybody says things about him, but why would we even stay in this union if he gets reelected? I mean, do we want to find out how much worse it'll get after that? We're waiting 4 years right now for this nightmare to end. We're about halfway there. Do we want to just wait another 4 years after that and see? Then maybe in 8 years his son will get elected, and maybe even worse people will get reelected. So one thing I would do is introduce a resolution saying that California is independent if Trump is reelected. There's just no reason. We pay to the federal government every 5 years the total values of Google, Apple, and Facebook combined. We in fact have the companies that are making the things that everybody in the whole world uses for like almost all the hours they're awake every day. We don't need to stay part of the United States if they want to go down this hard path any further. But it's not that I want secession. I want to send a wake-up call to the whole country, really for the GOP to not even nominate him again, because it's poisoning our consciousness to have to keep seeing this general election news about Trump and have him infect our thinking all the time. I want to also be the best. I hope to be the best representative any district's ever had. That's a high goal. But so one of the things to do that is I want to try to have the largest internship program possible. Hopefully, hundreds, maybe even thousands of district residents to be involved. And hopefully it'll give them great experience, boost their careers, they'll get recommendation letters, they'll learn about government, social sciences, teamwork and leadership. And I think that would be a great way to serve this community and also empower the office to serve the community better.